Day 441, Saturday, June 15th. Amos 8 and 9. Amos 8, 1-14, NKJV. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? So I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel, I will not pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be wailing in that day, says the Lord God. Many dead bodies everywhere, they shall be thrown out in silence. Hear this, you who swallow up the needy and make the poor of the land fail, saying, when will the new moon be passed, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may trade wheat? Making the ephah small and the shekel large, falsifying the scales by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, even sell the bad wheat? The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall the land not tremble for this? And everyone mourn who dwells in it? All of it shall swell like the river, heave and subside like the river of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight, I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on every waist, and baldness on every head, I will make it like mourning for an only son, and its end like a bitter day. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east, they shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. In that day the fair virgins and strong young men shall faint from thirst. Those who swear by the sin of Samaria, who say, as your God lives, O Dan, and, as the way of Beersheba lives, they shall fall and never rise again. Amos, Nansan, Amos 15, NKJV. I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said, strike the doorposts, that the thresholds may shake, and break them on the heads of them all. I will slay the last of them with the sword. He who flees from them shall not get away, and he who escapes from them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into hell, from there my hand shall take them, though they climb up to heaven. From there I will bring them down, and though they hide themselves on top of Carmel, from there I will search and take them, though they hide from my sight at the bottom of the sea. From there I will command the serpent, and it shall bite them, though they go into captivity before their enemies. From there I will command the sword, and it shall slay them. I will set my eyes on them for harm, and not for good. The Lord God of hosts, he who touches the earth and it melts, and all who dwell there mourn, all of it shall swell like the river, and subside like the river of Egypt. He who builds his layers in the sky, and has founded his strata in the earth, who calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them out on the face of the earth, the Lord is his name. Are you not like the people of Ethiopia to me, O children of Israel? Says the Lord. Did I not bring up Israel from the land of Egypt, the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth, yet I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, says the Lord. For surely I will command, and will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as grain is sifted in a sieve, yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say, the calamity shall not overtake nor confront us. On that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does this thing. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. Daily deep dive. The UCG reading plan states, the basket of summer fruit, Amos 8, Israel was ripe for punishment. and it would come quickly. Again, Amos enumerates the Israelites' sins, their inhumanity, their dishonest business practices, and their injustice. But now he adds another matter, their careless approach to the Sabbath. Instead of keeping the Sabbath as holy time, compare Exodus 20, Isaiah 8:13. They were busy planning what they would do when it ended. You can't wait for the Sabbath to be over and the religious festivals to end so you can get back to cheating the helpless, is Amos 8:5, New Living Translation. Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath, Mark 2:28. And, despite those who try to do away with God's commandments, His Sabbath law is binding on Christians today. Keeping the Sabbath is more than staying home from work and just going to church services for an hour or two. The Sabbath is an entire day, from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, that God declared to be holy. Whenever that time comes to us, we are in holy time. It is God's time, not ours. He commands us to keep it holy. To profane it is a sin. In verse 11, God says He will send a famine of hearing His words. Shockingly, the only thing that could rescue the Israelites at this point, i.e., God's truth, if they would only heed it, is taken away from them. That this is an end-time prophecy can be seen in the heavenly signs of verse 9. As God's two witnesses will be proclaiming God's words publicly for 3.5 years, leading up to Christ's return. See Revelation 11, 1 Amos 13. It seems evident that the famine of the word would precede their preaching. Putting other verses together, it is also evident that the two witnesses begin their preaching at the same time the great tribulation befalls Israel. Thus, it appears that the famine of the word will occur prior to the tribulation, when destruction and captivity is imminent. Still, it may be that the famine of the word does run through the tribulation, since it may not be so easy for the captive Israelites to hear the message of the two witnesses. In any case, with the coming famine of God's word in mind, His servants today should have the same urgent mindset that Jesus Christ had in His human ministry. He told His disciples, "I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work." John 9:4. The Lord standing by the altar, Amos 9. The people would have expected a vision of God by the altar to mean that He intended good for them, blessing them with His presence. Instead, God would start at the altar, commanding that the destruction of the sinful nation begin there. Nelson Study Bible. Note on verse 1. If this meaning is correct, then the verse is parallel with Ezekiel 9:6, where God says that destruction will begin at His sanctuary. However, it may be that the altar of Amos 9:1 is the pagan altar of Bethel, perhaps indicating that false worship is to be destroyed. Or the altar image may symbolize God making a sacrifice of many people. Compare Isaiah 34:6, Jeremiah 6:10, Ezekiel 9:17-20. In any case, this vision does not bode well for the Israelites. God even seems to say that He will slay Israel to the last man, Amos 9:1, finding them no matter where they go, verses 2-4. Yet He clarifies that a remnant of Israel would survive, passing through the nations as grain is sifted through a sieve, verses 8-9. While the political entity of Israel is destroyed, the Israelites are not utterly obliterated as a people. This, we should note, is an end-time prophecy, referring to the final captivity of Israel. However, for Israel to even exist in the end time, the exact same sifting process must have occurred in the wake of Israel's ancient captivity, making this prophecy dual in its fulfillment. The northern kingdom of Israel was taken captive by Assyria, but the lost 10 tribes survived, being sifted through the nations, later to emerge as modern peoples in Northwest Europe. In fact, the United States and Britain are the principal nations of Israel today. See the United States and Britain in Bible prophecy for more detailed information. We would do well then to take warning. Future restoration of Israel. Amos's prophecy ends with a picture of the wonderful restoration of Israel under the rule of Jesus Christ. The lost 10 tribes will return to their homeland and the land will flourish as never before. Israelite farmers plowed at the beginning of the rainy season, from mid-October. They harvested the grain crop, first barley, then wheat, from late March to early June. For the plowman to overtake the reaper would mean such an abundant harvest that it would last all summer and would not be gathered until the plowing had started again. Grapes were harvested from mid-summer to early fall. The grain crop was sown after the plowing in late fall. For the treader of grapes to overtake him who sows seed would mean the grape harvest would be so abundant that it would be extended for several weeks. The harvest of grapes would be so great that it would seem as though the mountains and hills themselves were flowing with rivers of sweet wine. Nelson, note on verse 13. The Jewish resettlement of the Holy Land in the 20th century has certainly not fulfilled these verses. They describe the time following Christ's return, when Israel will never be uprooted again. Verse 15. End.